a lot of concerns at the moment regarding it, because still at the moment, Catherine, we've got nothing concrete. There's no indicator of what we think we're going to go yet, because we're still awaiting word back from the HSE engineer that was out there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago coming now, and we probably, the way it's looking, we won't have that information until after the election date. So everything at the moment is just sitting the same as what it was 3 weeks ago, the night that we had the meeting.
But the HSE wrote to Councillor Seamus O'Donnell last week saying that they wanted to keep the Dunfanaghy Centre open. Surely this is reassurance?
Well, also just to clarify, the HSE wrote to me as well, and the only reassurance that I could take out of the letter that I received anyway to myself and my own opinion of it is just basically that they've acknowledged there's a problem, they acknowledge where we're at, they're willing to meet with us in due course. They're willing to see what the engineer has to say when they come back. And at the moment, all they're willing to do is talk about possibly refurbishing, or else, if that fails, looking to then renting a place. Now, all this hangs on as well, depending what allocation of money they're going to have to play with. That's the big factor as well. No sums have been mentioned. There's no guarantee we're going to get any money. And everything hinges at the moment on the engineer's report. Also as well, to note to that, we'll need to see then if there's somewhere suitable as well within the town that suits the HSE's requirements, because they've also stated to me in a phone call that they're not intending to rebuild anything in the new, so that's a worrying concern as well for the town. Also, the other factor is as well, for anything to get moved forward, even for us to get onto the capital list, as such as it's called within the HSE for the dispensary that needed refurbishing or rebuilding, actually, that could take several years. The situation is here at the moment in Dunfanaghy, they don't have time on their side. They need the money ASAP. So a lot of this will depend now what happens when the new government is formed, what the new government's commitments are towards Dunfanaghy, because at the moment, people think it's sorted, but it's not sorted at all. It's all just still to play for. There are many ifs, buts and maybes yet to be addressed over the coming weeks and months, no doubt. And certainly, I would envisage many more meetings before anything can be sorted out. In particular, when we get sitting down at the HSE, that'll depend a lot how that turns out then, after the engineer's report is granted. The HSE are willing to meet then when they get the engineer's report back, so a lot will hinge on that report and what the HSE's intentions are then for the long-term medical care of the community and people of Dunfanaghy.